Good morning, everybody. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM in the great state of Seattle. We're here once again this morning. I'm all coffeed up and ready to go. We've got one of our people who've been on the show before, and I always like talking to him because he's always got some interesting things in the world of plans and building and things like that. His name is Kevin Arnold, and he owns the company Custom Your Way. How you doing, Kevin?
Good. How are you doing, Pete?
It's good to have you back on the show, man.
I appreciate
that. We're going to talk about all about house plans and building, and today we didn't talk last time we were with you, but we're going to get into additions because I think that's one of the things. And we were talking a little bit off air where maybe a person either doesn't want to move, can't move, or can't afford to move, but maybe they want to add to their space.
Absolutely. It's expensive to buy a new house now.
Yeah.
And if you already have a house and you have maybe the ability to add on to it or modify it, it's a great way to get into something that you like much better than what you're already in with lower cost.
I totally agree with that. And there's a lot of reasons, too, besides that, I would think, Kevin. There's a lot of people that they like the neighborhood, or maybe their kids go to a school system that they like and they just want to stay there.
Yeah, my friend in Shoreline, he loves that that school district.
Yeah.
But he wanted certain things in a home. He's had an expanded family, had a nice house, but it just wasn't fitting his needs. So we did an addition on it, and it worked out really well.
That's
for
cool.
him.
That's cool. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. I'm going to make sure, guys, grab a pencil and paper, too, because I'm going to give this coming up. If you're thinking about whether it's building a new home or if you're thinking about doing a custom remodel like an addition, you're going to want to give Kevin a call. And I'll give you his number and his email and the and his website here in a minute. Kevin, before we go, because I know you're on before, and I'm not sure everybody maybe heard the last show that you're on, but maybe you can talk a little bit about, like, how did you get into the business of doing plan development?
Sure. Well, I've always been the guy to draw pictures. I love drawing. Even when the power would go out, where I grew up in Roy, I would get a candle and I'd start drawing. And so artistic, creative energy has always been something that I've enjoyed. And I was in sales. I'd been in sales for many years, but I noticed there really was not much of an increase in my pay. It was just kind of the same thing. But the quotas were going up, so I decided, man, I need to do something different. Okay. And I thought about, well, CAD, that seems pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And so I went to school at South Puget Sound Community College there in Olympia.
Yeah, big shout out to those guys from my hometown.
Absolutely, yeah. And while I was going to school, I said, man, I've got all this competition next to me. I need to have some experience by the time I graduate.
Yeah.
So I started working, doing fire protection design, doing sprinkler design for commercial buildings and things like that. And that was to get the experience to get the job that I wanted. And as soon as I graduated, I walked into the local drafting firm called Fine Line. And
yeah, I know about them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're no longer in business.
Yeah.
But Rob over there, I presented my case, said, this is who I am, this is what I want to do, and I want to work for you. And he gave me the opportunity to work there. And so that's where I got my start, and I have enjoyed it ever since.
And how long have you been out on your own now?
Since 2006.
Okay, so for a while then.
Yeah.
Out there. That's cool. Well, let's move into it, because I know that, since you've been in business for quite a while, you've built up I've checked your website out. By the way, guys, if you want to go check out these stock house plans, he has them on his website at customyourway.com. But let's talk a little bit about stock house plans and what does that really mean, and then we'll get into, what you do for the local community in that.
Sure. There's a lot of ways of looking at house plans online and even ordering house plans. The problem is when you go to a house plan website, there are many of them available, and you get your set of plans in the mail that you paid top, well, what you think is a good deal, but really top dollar for. Those plans, while they look great and they have a lot of information on them, they may not be designed for our local codes. And really, that is the catch-22. Okay. Now, I have a bunch of stock plans available, already designed plans that are designed specifically for the Great Northwest.
Okay. So give us an example, like, of a code or a specific thing you do with your plans that are designed for the Northwest.
Well, this is a very wet area. This is an area.
No doubt. But we got wet today.
What people don't know, too, though, is that we're in a very high seismic and wind zone compared to a lot of the rest of the country. So our designs at Custom Your Way Home Design are designed for the maximum earthquake loads that you might see, and also the maximum wind loads in the particular areas that we live in. Also, there's a certain northwest feel to a home. Yeah. We really, in this particular area, are fond of craftsman style homes, and so a lot of my stock plans are in the craftsman style. Also, there's a northwest contemporary design. It's a modern style design that really fits in well with this local area that we build in Seattle.
And that's very, very true. Tell me a little bit more. I'm interested because you kind of caught my attention with the wind loads and things like that. How do your plans account for different wind loads for your house plan designs?
All my plans are engineered by a local engineer.
Okay.
And every particular area has a little bit of an adjusted requirement for wind loads. There's wind speed, and then there's exposure to the wind speed.
Yeah.
So if you're up on a cliff, you're going to have a higher exposure. So what we tend to do is design for sort of the average. What is the most people in the area going to need when they build their home? Okay. And that way we're not over-engineering it, but we're also designing it so it fits the needs of most people.
Right. So basically what you're saying, and guys, here's the thing. I lived out in Whidbey Island, and we get winds out here. I remember times when they shut the ferry boat down because it was just too rough out there, and that's just the Puget Sound. I know you guys have been in several wind storms here. We all have been, where trees have gone down. So this is not a trivial matter, and you're dealing with a whole surface face of a house. So I guess really, if you get a plan from online and it hasn't accounted for that, then you have to have extra expense to go and readjust that plan. Is that what you're talking about?
That's correct. Yeah, we just had a tornado in Shelton.
Yeah, I saw that in the news.
Yeah, the wind speeds on that tornado got up to 100 miles per hour.
Holy smokes.
Now, all of my plans are designed at least 110 miles per hour. So if you would have built a custom your way design in Shelton at that location, you would have been safe in your home during that event.
Well, it's safe to say that Kevin does not build house of sticks for those little pigs. You can check him out at customyourway.com. We'll talk about kind of prices of these plans, but go check him out. He's got, how many do you have there?
I have about 100 plans, 100 but I have plans. Many that are not on the website. Wow. So if you don't see what you're looking for, pick up the phone, give me a call. We'll work you through it.
Yeah, we'll get your phone number and your email out next segment. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. We are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. We're here in the great Pacific Northwest. I got my friend over there on the board. Can you pull your microphone up there? We got Chris over there on boards. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You're back at home, you.
Yeah, that's true. I know.
You haven't been here in a long time.
It's been a couple of years, but it's good to be back.
Yeah, well, it's a big shout out. We got Chris has got a really cool band. What's the name of your band?
It's called Kinski.
Kinski. So check those guys out. He may be the next Macklemore coming through. You never know.
Maybe.
All right, we're having a good talk with Custom Your Way, Kevin Arnold. He owns it. We've been talking about stock house plans. We're going to get a little bit into kind of he talked about the different types. We're going to talk about, because you guys, I know, always wonder about, like, what is the cost? And one of the things you can do to get an accurate cost, really, first of all, is you got to look at a house plan, and then you're probably going to make some changes. Do you usually have that, Kevin, where people are adjusting the stock plans?
Everybody wants to personalize their plan. And the name of my company is Custom Your Way because really I want the plan to be how you like it, not how I like it.
Yeah. So basically they're starting with the stock and then they're sitting down with you and saying, well, this is great, but could you adjust this here and there, that kind of thing?
That happens. I mean, at times you keep the stock plan the way it is, and that's okay too. But yeah, a lot of times you change it.
Sounds good. The best way to do this, you can take a look at his, he has some on his website. He said about 100 at customyourway.com, but you have a whole bunch more you mentioned too, right?
Absolutely. We're always adding to the plan library as projects come through. And so if you don't see what you like on the website, simply give me a call.
Okay.
I'll take down your information, what you're looking for, and then we'll find the perfect plan for you.
That sounds good. And how you do that, you want to give Kevin a call. This is your personal cell, right?
It is.
Okay. So you get him directly. You will talk to Kevin, guy on the radio here, at 360-237-4784. That's 360-237-4784. And if you'd like to email him, you can do that at customyourway@hotmail.com. And that's a good way to get a hold of Kevin, too, as well. So, Kevin, we talked all about the house plans. That was good. I want to move into now the major bulk part of the show, which is which we brought up initially, which is additions. And you had mentioned, and, you know, for good reason, a lot of times people don't want to move for various different reasons. So they may want to do some kind of an addition. Before we get into, like, how you go about doing that, what are some just general ideas for additions in a home?
You may want to upgrade your kitchen. A lot of times these older farm-style homes have very small kitchens. But the trend now is to have a nice big kitchen with a big island in the middle, something for entertaining. So it might be something as simple as changing up your kitchen and expanding your kitchen. A lot of people want a master suite where maybe it's on a main level so that you have what's called aging in place. You can grow old in your home and you don't have to move. Family rooms is something that's very common. Even building, this is interesting, Pete. People are even building on top of their garage another story.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, a little engineering required with that, but it gives you, you already have the foundation, you already have the base for it. So it gives you the ability to build up rather than build out.
Are you, for, you know, it's an interesting point you bring up too, Kevin, because I guess it depends on the jurisdiction, but are you seeing a lot of that, like where people will build and use it as an income property then?
It's very common now.
Okay.
Yeah. With ADUs, we talked, the last time I was here, we talked about the changing codes in Seattle.
Right.
Making it easier to do an accessory dwelling unit.
Yeah.
So it's something people are very much looking into now.
It's a good way to offset your mortgage costs, especially and property taxes, too, with the rising cost of everything in Seattle. So that's very cool. The other one I want you to speak of in general is maybe adding a dormer. So talk about that a little bit, what that is and what it could do.
You don't see it a whole lot unless you have a stick-framed roof system. With trusses, it's a lot more complicated to add a dormer. And most of the time, people aren't going to do something like that with an existing house just because of the return in investment. What are you getting back for it? If you have a stick-framed roof system, you can get a little more square footage. So there's a return on that. But if you have a truss system, it would only be for a decorative purpose, generally speaking.
Okay.
And so you wouldn't see that too common. I've never seen that other than a couple of times.
Okay.
But it was only when a house was stick-framed. In other words, it had rafters instead of trusses.
Right. Can you, if you just joined us too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Can you explain to people, kind of got to paint it with words here, but can you explain between a rafter and a truss? What is that?
I can try, sure.
Okay.
So trusses are pre-manufactured roofs.
Right.
And they're individually pieced together called trusses. And those trusses take the load of the roof, which includes the dead load, meaning the materials that are on the roof, and also the live load, which would be the snow that's going to come down in the winter, and even the roofer up there that's going to re-roof it at times or do some maintenance.
Okay. And a rafter is?
A rafter is just either a 2x material, maybe a 2x12 or a 2x16 or even a 2x10 framing materials that create the roof system. And then this gives you more of a space below your actual plane of your roof for you to use as storage or living space or something like that.
And is it true that rafter systems typically are built on site where trusses are prefabbed and brought in? Is that correct?
Yeah, trusses are always prefabbed and brought in, and the rafters are built on site. That's a good point as well.
Yeah.
There's more labor in doing stick framing.
Yeah.
But, of course, the benefit would be getting that extra area.
Area space. Okay, good. The other thing, too, how about for what you do for additions? You got the second-story addition, and then you have a two-story addition. Can you talk about those two things and how common that might be?
It's pretty common now to do two-story additions because you may not have the property to do an expansion out, and so you want to build up. And again, one way that people do that is above a garage, but also, I did a nice one in Lacey. There's a little island on a lake in Lacey.
Oh, really?
Holmes Island, I think it's called, and I can't remember the exact name of the island. And this client had lived in this house his whole life.
Wow.
And but he wanted to do something different. He wanted to expand it. He had a growing family. Okay. And so he built a second story on top of it and converted this sort of craftsman style home into a more sort of a cabin style home with a nice big dormer with a lot of windows looking out towards the lake.
Wow, that sounds beautiful. Yeah, that's very cool. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on additions. I'll give you Kevin's phone number and his email address again, too. You can check him out at customyourway.com. But we're going to get into some of the things about, how do you start with this additional structure, setbacks, elevation considerations, just to start there. And then we'll go into a couple of the additions that are common with Kevin as the expert. With that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We got Chris over there on the boards. You learning something, Chris?
I am. Super interesting.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Are you a homeowner?
No, I'm kind of looking, but we're wondering if we're priced out in Seattle. I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, that's the thing, and that's one thing to consider is you kind of buy a smaller place where something you can afford, and then you can do an addition later on with Kevin.
That's true. Yeah,
I'll help you out, Chris.
Yeah. So, I didn't ask you, Kevin. You live down south, right?
I do.
Are you down by the Olympia area, or where are you at?
Yeah, I'm in Tenino, which is a cool little country.
I know about Tenino. I used to go to Griffin School out there in Steamboat Island in Olympia, and we played the Tenino team of basketball when I was in grade school.
They've got a good football program. There's an excellent musician in the area, and he helps to fund a lot of the things, and they put a whole new football field in.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Adam Craig, if you want to look him up, he's awesome.
I will. You can contact Kevin if you're thinking about either doing a new house or if you're sitting in your house you're in with all the memories and all of the things that you like about that house, but maybe it needs to be a little bit bigger. Kevin is your man to customize that exactly the way you want it. You can give him a call at 360-237-4784. That's 360-237-4784. Or you can email him at customyourway@hotmail.com. If you just are looking at kind of like what you might want to do for house plans, you can go to customyourway.com. He has a few up there, but he also has a bunch more that if he knows kind of what you're looking for, that's probably best to give him a call. You just kind of talk with him for a few minutes and get an idea then of what you can send him.
Yeah, they're going to have an idea how many bedrooms they want, what's the general square footage, and then what's the architectural style that they like. And from there, I can go into my plan library, and I can pull out whatever works for them, whatever fits with them. And then if there's a plan that they like, maybe they like the floor plan, but the elevation is not in their vision, we can modify the elevation so that it fits their needs that way as well.
Okay. And really one of the things, not only do you customize it for each individual, but because you have these libraries and you have them all in your CAD system, it's really not that too expensive to modify them, it would seem.
No, it would just be my hourly rate.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Well, let's go back and let's talk a little bit more about these additions. So whether it's a single story, maybe they're adding a room onto their home, or they're doing two-story, and we'll get into both in a little more detail here. First of all, when you are looking at that in a home, how do you go about integrating that into an existing structure?
Well, it all starts really with what what they're trying to get out of it. In the case of maybe they have they're expecting a child or something, or maybe they're planning to have another child and they want to get another bedroom. So we would look at what's the least expensive way of getting that square footage in this project. Sometimes it's just building an addition, maybe to the back, maybe a one bedroom addition to the back.
Okay.
Sometimes maybe you do build up and put a second story on. Now you want to keep in mind, do you have room within the existing footprint for stairs to go up?
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of times if you have a small house, you don't want to lose the area that it would take to put the stairs in to go up, or sometimes even down.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're gonna add a room, let's say it's a main floor or first story type, you know, addition. You talked about, like, can it fit in there and the setbacks. How do you work with the person or work with the jurisdiction to figure out what you can put on a piece of property?
All building departments have setbacks, and so that's how close to your property line can you build? Okay. And the reason that that's in place is for egress, for utilities, for keeping a safe distance, for fire codes and things like that from your neighbors. So we can find out just simply by contacting the building department for your particular area, what your setbacks are, what your height. There's even height requirements.
Yeah.
So what your height requirements are. Yeah. Okay. And if you live in a homeowners association community, then there's even requirements.
You have all those too. Yeah.
About how it's supposed to look. So, but you know what? That's something we can find out just with a little bit of research.
Got it. And I guess before we go any further kind of into like elevations and seismic and all that, I really wanted to touch a little bit on kind of backing up a little bit. So how do you, I mean, okay, you're out in Tenino. Let's say you have a client. Do you ever work up in Tacoma?
Oh, I do work everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say you have a client up in Tacoma and they contact you and they say, well, I'd like to, you know, work with you, Kevin. I heard you on the radio and I want to do an addition on my home. Find out about that particular dwelling and structure. Do you come up and visit them, or what do you do?
If they've got an existing home and they want to discuss the project, I'll come out on site.
Okay.
And I'll tour it with them. We'll look at it. And really, from that perspective, when your boots are on the ground, you can get a good feel for what can and can't be done, and what should and shouldn't be done, too. I'll come out to the project, I'll review the site, and then from there, if they decide, these ideas are great, let's move forward, I'm going to actually go through and measure up the entire house and do a hand pencil sketch drawing right there on site.
And really? Okay.
Right. Wow. And then from there, I'll convert that into AutoCAD back at my office.
Okay.
And from there,
we I guess the question, because they're probably wondering, is, so Kevin, let's say you go out there and you view it and you say, okay, I'm going to sketch this up. Do you have like a particular fee structure you charge for that?
I charge by the square foot.
Okay.
And the way that I do that is, let's say you have an existing house. Let's say it's 1,500 square foot and you want to do a 1,500 square foot addition. I'm going to charge you for the existing plus the new multiplied by whatever the square footage fee will be.
Okay.
So, because I'm going to draw your existing house and your new.
Right.
That way, when you present it to the building department, they know what to expect. There are some certain codes that you have to comply to, even in your existing portion, like smoke detectors and egress.
Right.
So we want to show all that.
Right. Well, and just quickly, so they understand, what is egress?
Egress is the safe way for you to get out of your home in case there is a fire or an emergency.
Which does not include jumping out a second story window.
Well, sometimes maybe it might.
Yeah. But with a ladder.
Yeah.
I was just trying to be a little light there. I guess, and we're going to get into this more in the next segment. We're going to talk about, you know, how do you translate their vision onto paper? I want to go through that with you in the fourth segment in detail, because I know that's a biggie, and that's the reason why you call your company CustomYourWay.com. So check him out. He's at CustomYourWay.com. You can email Kevin at CustomYourWay@Hotmail.com, or you can give him a call at 360-237-4784. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters. This is Pete with Home Matters, Coverage 97.3 FM. Seattle News and Seattle's Talk. We got Chris over there on the boards. You're getting some good info here.
I am, yeah. Learning a lot.
Yeah, this is good stuff. You know, it's the thing about it is, and we've talked about this quite a bit before, you know, you're thinking about looking around to buy a home now. That's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your life.
I know, I'm realizing that.
But it doesn't have to be scary. There's a lot of benefits from home ownership and a lot of people who are listening to own homes, and that's a good thing. And a lot of, you know, the people that own homes want to stay in their home. They don't necessarily want to move, and especially in this market where, boy, oh, boy, you're probably learning. Well, have you owned a home before, Chris?
No, just always rented.
This is your first time, yeah. Which is good. You'll get some good benefits out of that. But in this type of market here in the great Seattle area, even in the Pacific Northwest, you can get out and make a good deal, but try to get back in. It's a little tough, and it can be very expensive. So sometimes, you know, staying where you're at and maybe adding to your home is a good way to go. And that's why we have Kevin here. So, Kevin, we were talking in the last segment about, because you named your company Custom Your Way, and it's really this translation of a vision. And that really is an art form in and of itself, right? Because you got there's all these considerations. You talked about walking the property, and you talked about the do's and the don'ts. We'll get into that. But how do you, like, so you go out and walk the property, and these people are telling you things. How do you, like, translate that into your pencil sketch so that they go, yeah, that's it?
Well, when I'm out at their property doing what we would call a survey, surveying the property and then even sketching up their existing house, I am taking down notes and taking in these ideas of what they want, but I'm not giving them any designs yet. Now, when I take the hand drawing back to my office and I create that into a CAD drawing, then I'll start laying out some additions and designs. Taking their ideas and putting them down on the paper. Now, they're going to have photographs and pictures and magazine clip outs, and they're going to have an idea of what they really want, especially with some of the interior details, like, for example, a fireplace, or maybe they want a big picture window or something like that. Maybe they want a certain kind of interior trim. So I'm going to take those ideas. I'm going to give them usually multiple sketches that present that idea. Now, that is a conversation starter. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So it's not like what I'm giving you is, okay, you know, I'm the designer. This is the way it's going to be. You like it or you don't. No, this is just for us to get the conversation started. And now we're going to take that and we're going to mold that plan to fit your vision, your need, and really what you want for this particular project.
Right. And that's all good. And what I'm trying to get at is and we'll get there. Because here's the thing. People are really good at, like, this is what I want for flooring. I want this fireplace. I want this island. I want these materials. But that's not really what you're doing. So what kind of questions do you ask when you're walking around the property that's related to the actual envelope, the structure, the framing, the things like that, that most people, they don't really think about or consider, so you have to kind of draw that out of them. And how do you do that? What kind of questions do you ask them?
Well, a lot of people, they have a good idea already. They've already asked a lot of people and have come in with some good ideas.
Okay.
But I'm going to want to know, where's your existing septic tank? Where is the drain field? Those are going to have a big impact on where we can build and where we can't build. Do you know what the setbacks are? Is there any particular slope to the property that maybe would be a roadblock to this addition or remodel?
Okay.
And how big do you want to go? What's the square footage that you're looking to have when the project's completely done? And let's say you're doing a master suite addition. Do you want this to have a bathroom with it? And is that going to be a five-piece bath? In other words, five separate fixtures, maybe two sinks, a shower, a soaking tub, and a toilet. So these specific questions are all coming out during this survey and this meeting at the site.
Yeah. And how do you, as far as roof line and structure like that, because every home is different, if you're doing an addition, how do you integrate that all in so that it appears as if it never was not there?
Well, that's a good point, Pete. What I try to do when I do a remodel or an addition, and usually it's both a remodel and an addition, I want it to look like this is how the house was meant to be in the first place, not an addition. Now, a lot of these older farmhouses have character because they do have you know, one edition added here and one
yeah,
edition added there.
It looks like a box piecemeal.
Yeah. But it's an architectural style that people do find desirable.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you'll see maybe the floor on this side of the house is lower than the floor on that side of the house. Yeah. And it does. It looks like it was pieced together.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I want this to look like it was exactly designed that way in the first place. So what I do then is look at the existing architectural style and try to stay close to that. You wouldn't take a craftsman style home and then do a real modern style addition to the back.
Right.
It would just come out odd.
Yeah, it would stand out like a sore thumb, that's for sure. Okay, getting into, so we talked about how do you deal with like the design, like foundational considerations and things that this addition and attaching it, you know, or not attaching, but integrating it into the existing design. How does that work?
That's a good question. I typically try to make it as cost effective as I possibly can. I always err on the value engineered side rather than, you know, try to make it, you know, super fancy and expensive. And then if somebody wants, you know, above and beyond, then we'll go from there. But that way I'm coming in with a conservative perspective. And with foundations, we know if we're doing a foundation addition, you're going to have to epoxy in that new foundation to that existing so that it's all connected and acting like one unit. Okay. Now, I don't do the engineering, but I do all the structural drawings most of the time for my plans.
You have your engineer that does all the PE stamps and all that stuff to make it.
Exactly. And I use local engineers with local knowledge of local codes.
That's very good. And the thing to know, too, is you have different jurisdictions that have different code requirements, right? So you have to know what those are as well.
Absolutely. Correct? Or at least be, you have to know what they are or be in a position where you can achieve the answers quickly.
Right. Got it. And then talk a little bit just, you know, quickly about the seismic considerations. How do you handle that with an addition?
When I design an addition, I need to plan for where the shear walls are going to be. Shear walls are just walls that are, you know, sheathed with OSB or plywood siding, right, or not siding, but plywood boards that act as a brace. So that if there's a high earthquake or a high wind load, when the house is being pushed against, it's going to hold up nicely. So when I design an addition or a remodel or even a new custom home, I'm thinking about where are the shear walls going to be? You typically want them to be near the corners, right, but if not near the corners, at least wide enough so that you're not going to have very, very expensive hold downs that require maybe even additional foundation materials and footing sizes and rebar. So all those things I think about when I look at a project and when I'm designing a project, and this is another example where I would start out being on the conservative side. Maybe I'm instead of going to design a massive window, mm-hmm, I'll maybe do a little bit smaller window and then have them tell me, hey, we want a bigger window there.
Okay.
Because I'm coming in with the most value engineered perspective on that.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, if you're looking for either a new house or you're looking for an addition or remodel, Kevin is the guy. You guys know we have Best of Breed on this show. It's Custom Your Way. Give Kevin a call at 360-237-4784. That's 360-237-4784. Or you can email him at customyourway@hotmail.com or check out his stock plans. He has at customyourway.com. Kevin, it was great to have you on the show again.
I appreciate being here, Pete.
Learn more stuff. It was always good, man.
Yeah.
Here at Home U, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM with...
I'm Chris.
Chris on the boards.
Yep.
He's helping me out today. It's great. Seattle's news and Seattle's talk.